and all of the current and former officials who paid for, promoted, and perpetuated the single greatest hoax in the history of politics in our country. They have to be, I'm sorry, they have to be accountable.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 28th, 2019. Welcome to Day 798. Robert Mueller's report is more than 300 pages long, and it contains, quote, lots and lots of footnotes, end quote, raising questions about how Attorney General Bill Barr was able to release his four-page summary of principal conclusions just 2 days after Mueller turned it in. Democrats are demanding that Barr make the full report and all of the underlying evidence public. Nancy Pelosi called Barr's summary condescending and arrogant. The Justice Department, meanwhile, has said that it will release a version of the Mueller report in, quote, weeks, not months, end quote, but sensitive information will not be included. Barr is expected to miss the House Democrats' April 2nd deadline for him to turn in the full Mueller report to Congress. Democrats are expected to subpoena the Justice Department for the full report if Barr misses the deadline. Barr also suggested that it'll likely take weeks to redact the report. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said Barr wouldn't commit to releasing the report to Congress without the redactions, but he did agree to testify to the committee, quote, reasonably soon, end quote. Meanwhile, Trump and Republicans in Congress are calling on House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff to resign after Mueller's report did not conclude that the Trump campaign conspired with Russia to influence the 2016 election. Trump accused Schiff of having spent 2 years, quote, knowingly and unlawfully lying and leaking, end quote, saying he should therefore, quote, be forced to resign from Congress, end quote. Schiff insists that, quote, undoubtedly there was collusion, end quote, and has vowed that the House Intelligence Committee will continue to look into the counterintelligence aspects of Mueller's investigation. Moving on, the Washington Post says Trump frequently exaggerated his net worth and hid his debts to lenders and investors, sometimes even sending official-looking documents called Statements of Financial Condition. Investigators on Capitol Hill and in New York are attempting to determine if Trump's inflated numbers ever crossed over into fraud territory. And finally, the Department of Homeland Security will ask Congress for the authority to deport unaccompanied migrant children more quickly. Homeland Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen also proposed holding families seeking asylum in detention until their cases are decided and allowing immigrants to apply for asylum from their home countries. And in the polls, 56% of Americans say Trump has done too little to distance himself from white nationalist groups, according to Pew Research Center. 28% of Americans say Trump is even-tempered, and 36% called him untrustworthy. And now to the notables. One, the Supreme Court declined to block the Trump administration from enforcing its ban on bump stocks, which enable semi-automatic weapons to fire like machine guns. Two, the NRA is opposing an expansion of the Violence Against Women Act, which seeks to block people who have committed domestic abuse from obtaining firearms. Three, Puerto Rico's government called Trump a bully over the White House's efforts to limit disaster relief aid that's needed to repair the damages brought by Hurricane Maria in late 2017. Four, the Trump administration approved 6 secret authorizations to sell nuclear power technology and assistance to Saudi Arabia. Five, Trump says the FBI and DOJ will review the outrageous decision by prosecutors in Chicago to drop all charges against actor Jussie Smollett. Trump called the decision an embarrassment to our nation. Six, Trump's nominee for a seat on the Federal Reserve owes more than $75,000 in taxes and other penalties. Stephen Moore referred questions about his tax debt to his wife. Seven, Trump is expected to pick a Fox News contributor to be the new State Department spokesperson. Morgan Ortegas is under consideration to replace Heather Nauert, also a former Fox News anchor. And finally, Twitter is considering labeling Trump's tweets, or at least the ones that violate its rules. It won't delete them, however, because, according to Twitter, Trump's tweets are in the public interest. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Antidis.
I think that Lindsey Graham should establish a pretty aggressive investigation on those two fronts. And then I think the rest of us just ought to nag and ridicule and harass the news media and treat them with the contempt they've earned, unless they're willing to do the kind of things I talked about.